Hey, Quang here. If you really wanted to support Cracked Media, you can go to cracked-media.com/shop and buy our merch. The website will be updated with limited time merch that supports all the effort that everyone on the Cracked Media crew has and will continue to dedicate to the community. Go visit cracked-media.com/shop. And remember, stay cracked.
Oh my god, I turned off the fade. Fuck, my bad. Hey guys.
Boom.
What's up, guys? Episode.
Who needs transitions?
sorry. I was like prepping for our content today, and guess I turned that off a little too early. My bad. Whatever. What's up, guys? Episode 61. How's it going, boys and girls? Yo, mute. Happy Thanksgiving. What's up? Yo, are you guys ready to eat some turkey this week?
Holy. I have already eaten turkey.
Wow, blasphemy, dude.
And I'm going to do it again and again and again and again and again.
I totally fucked up. Oh, you see that? You see that? That's too much arc raiders, boys and girls. Jesus Christ. Whoops. See, this is why I didn't want to get back into gaming. It's a problem, man. That's a fucking problem.
What's going on?
Which part?
Are we good?
Said what's going on? What do you mean? Too much art creators.
Yeah, right?
Oh my god. Bro, it's bad. It's bad.
And listen, there's nothing wrong with being a little addicted every now and then, okay?
Every now and then?
Every now and then, you know.
Moderation, guys.
In moderation. Should be okay. I think it should be okay.
Finally got God of War Ragnarok for $20.
I might take advantage. I bought God of War 2018 because I started it back on the PS4 but never finished it. So I'm actually going through the game now, and then I want to play Ragnarok after. I see why it got so much love and adoration so far. Great storytelling.
Yeah, I feel it.
Had a couple jaw moments. I was like, oh, you know. So you can get me to do that. You're doing a good job as a game.
Is Quang stuck in time?
That's just how it works.
I am stuck in time. Holy, what the?
Quang is stuck in time. Come back to us.
Nah.
Come back.
I need to be permanently staring at Drew's magnificent facial structure.
You see, I got a big head? That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. I'm living my whole life with this.
Crazy, dude. Jaws, but 3D. Wait, Jaws 3D the best? Wait, what? They made a 3D version of Jaws? Why am I not surprised? I don't know why I'm asking that question. Never mind, don't listen to me. Anyways, today, Mr. Juice Wayne had a lovely, another tier list idea for us all to go through. And this is gonna spark a little debate. Do we want to? Okay, so the question is: do we want to start off with the tier list, or do we want to?
I want to talk about the big news drop that happened. What was last week first? Because I think it'll transition quite nicely into our way too long tier list topic, where we all argue and try to remember what games were like back in the day. Because I have a lot of mixed feelings about. The Steam console, what are they calling it? Like, is there an actual name released?
I don't think I saw an actual name.
Yeah, it's the GameCube. canonically the GameCube. Because I don't know. I think it has to be like $500 for it to be worth it. And even then, I think it's only really worth it for people who actually play video games in their living rooms. Like that's their primary place of playing video games off on controller specifically. or like tournament settings. If it's cheap, it's gonna be great for tournaments.
Oh yeah.
Like venue doing Apex, Call of Duty. Actually, I think Call of Duty is still on console, but Counter-Strike, fighting games, Street Fighter, Tekken are all done on.
Because you can hook up like mouse and key to it too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. So it could be huge for those things, especially because maintaining a whole ass computer, pretty expensive. Most of the peripherals are like pros have their own. So, I can see it being a really good cost saving measure, especially for like specifically fighting game tournaments. Like providing a ton of computers is really expensive.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And normally they also have to deal with getting the monitors and all that shit together. But if the thing is, you know, $500-$600, steal. But
I just have a question of how it would take those like intensive games such as like Call of Duty and Apex and other big FPS battle royales.
Yeah, I mean the big question will consistently be how cheap is it? Because I think even if it's like $1,000, it's kind of a hard sell. Because it's not mobile. You still need the monitor, the peripherals. Unlike a Steam Deck. Like, you can justify the Steam Deck being $1,300. Mainly because it's, like, portable.
Debatable.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, but, like, there's a little more justification there.
As long as it's a good rig under Borderlands screen interview.
Can it play Borderlands 4?
Yeah.
If so, value.
This is a new Doom.
yeah, it's a new Crysis.
Crysis, there you go. I don't know. That's a good point. It would be great for tournaments, but yeah, I think it's probably going to struggle on the more intensive type games for sure.
I don't see the upside versus a computer unless it's cheap. Is my only thing. Is that I don't know how much I am craving a console to play Hollow Knight on my TV in my living room. Yeah, when I could also just get it on the Xbox or whatever.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's gonna be really weird. Fighting games, I think.
Fighting games are the ones that are in the most need of it, to be clear. Because you need to supply so many, because we do open tournaments, right?
Well, I think so you need, if anything, it's probably going to bring back like that couch co-op feel for some games, too.
Sure.
Where I feel like a lot of them, like, you know, a lot of console-based ones are kind of like, oh, I have an Xbox. My friends have PlayStation. We can't play this together. And, you know, things like It Takes Two and Split Fiction and all that. It's like, oh, now we can couch co-op, that kind of stuff. So
Sit down on the couch with Juice playing Pummel Party in pummeling distance.
But, I mean, you know, I guess, you know, you do have to have friends for that. So it was a caveat. You got to actually invite people to your house, guys. You actually have to touch grass and meet people. For
those
this
are not mutually exclusive. Those are not mutual. I can meet people without touching grass.
No, but not only that, but you got to let them into your home too. That's the caveat. That'll be some great marketing right there. Valve just goes through like.
That'd actually be really funny. You've successfully made friends. You've successfully gone outside. Now what? It's a Steam Cube.
Now bring them back into your house. What? I just got out of here. Wait.
Completing missions.
Achievement unlocked.
Because it's a glorified computer, I genuinely don't know. I could not tell you what the price breakpoint. I know there's no price that I would buy it. Unless it was like $200-$300. If it was like $200-$300, I'd buy it, but there's no way it's that cheap.
Yeah, there's no way it's that cheap for sure.
Yeah.
If it's mostly like, being able to play all Steam games, it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be pretty penny.
Yeah.
And if it is that cheap, it's definitely not gonna have the hardware to run those intensive games.
Because, I mean, even at this point, a lot of people already own a PS5 or an Xbox One. And there's not a lot of reason to upgrade to, because all the games are on there anyways.
Yeah.
Right? At least all the ones that you're probably going to want to be playing on the couch with friends.
Well, especially now that they're giving 90% of them out for free nowadays, it's kind of like, why would I choose a Steam console over a console where I can literally get games for free with a bigger library?
Yeah. Switch 2 is the only, because Nintendo will never release their games on other consoles. The day that happens, global warming will no longer be a thing.
Imagine. Oh my god, it's the dude's name who I butchered. Yeah, it's Quang. Well, we technically butchered his name too, so it's okay.
Yeah,
we don't talk about it.
Everyone does. Everyone will.
So,
today,
with the proposed release of the Steam console, we go back in time. Okay, anyway, we got a tier list for consoles for you guys. It's a pretty big fucking list. I'm gonna say, as a default, as an absolute default, if we have never touched the console for some reason between the three of us, we leave it in forgettable.
Yep.
And not complete trash.
That's fair.
I'm okay with that.
Although, I'm going to have a really hard time putting any of these in complete trash. I'm just saying.
I did a quick run through, and I have one incomplete, maybe two.
What, like a Jaguar? Yes, exactly. I've personally never played a Jaguar, so that's probably going to be forgettable.
That's crazy that you never played on the Jaguar.
Wait, you have?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
How many of these? I definitely have not.
Anyways, so first off, of course, the Atari. I mean,
the Atari.
You should pull it up. You should pull it up onto the screen and also transition the screen.
So I mean, I don't have the image for the screen. I can just like,
pop it into the thing, just so we can see it.
Wait, you can't. Oh, can you see the list or not?
No.
Oh, well, pop it up on your screen, brother.
I meant on stream. The stream can't see the tier list.
I know they can't see the tier list because they're never on tier list.
The Atari.
So we're starting out with the Atari. Who's played it? What do you think about it?
I've technically played it. Atari 2600 killed the video game market single-handedly.
Okay. I mean, killed or like gave it life?
You say killed.
Killed. The 2600 is the one with ET on it, right? Yeah, ET.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I'll give it that.
But yeah, I've technically played it. I think there's, it is a classic. Right? It's the kind of, when people think of actual video game consoles, it's the one that everyone remembers.
Yeah.
Like as being the first.
I'm thinking mediocre.
I have it in C.
Yeah, okay. We go for mediocre. Oh, I need to interact with the other screen. Stand by.
You know, Pong.
So, I don't know. I mean, because it's like a classic. I want to give it a higher score, but at the same time, I've also never played on the Atari. So,
fair. So
Atari. I guess I had the choice, but to set it to forgettable. Right.
I mean, fair. Fair. All right. So, crack media consensus. I think we got 2-1 for mediocre. Juice has never played Atari, so he's gonna put it down the list. Welcome to the shit show.
I did a little bit of video game history.
That jungle game. Oh god. All right. Next up, Dreamcast.
I have a hard time because the Dreamcast is such a good console.
I've never owned a Dreamcast, but I played a few Dreamcast games. And so, it did do pretty successful. So
it actually was
definitely the opposite of successful.
It was definitely the opposite of successful because the problem was Atari had the cool thing about the Dreamcast was the controller, because the controller had a little slot in it that you could either get a rumble pack in, a second screen on it, different attachments to talk to the console, which is why people didn't want to make games for it. I think it had like 5 games.
Wait,
and 3 of them were Sonic's games. Not actually in total, but like literally nobody wanted to build it. Which is why after the Dreamcast, Sega sold all of the software rights to Nintendo and sold all the console rights to Microsoft. Yeah. Okay. That's why the OG Xbox controller is so bulky.
Yeah, that's true. It is. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
The controller actually kind of sucked because they needed to have a bunch of space in the middle. Once again, for that like little screen area. But you know, CD-ROMs, it also only had 2 controller ports. You needed to buy have you owned a Dreamcast, Juice?
Never owned one, but definitely played them.
Because every time that I've played on a Dreamcast, it's always so much fun, but
yeah.
So it's hard. I want to put it like A. But it's like collectively understood as way before its time, because it's also hardware wise so strong.
I'd say B for sure, at least.
I want to put an A.
Okay.
I remember my first time playing on a Dreamcast and playing NBA 2K and thinking, holy shit, these graphics are nuts, you know? And it's just like the feeling that I got playing the Dreamcast, I felt like I was playing video games in the new age, you know? So it's hard for me to give the Dreamcast anything below an A for that reason. I could tell that times were changing when I played on the Dreamcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take that. Put Dreamcast today. All right. All right. We're moving. Next up on our list.
Game Boy discs. True.
Game Boy and Game Boy Color.
It has to be an A, right?
Game Boy and Game Boy Color are fucking...
I'm hard stuck because I don't think you can put it in S. I genuinely don't think you can put it in S.
That's fair.
But man, getting one as a kid.
I'm trying to think comparatively here. I kind of want to put it in S just because of like how much time and how much it shaped my childhood kind of thing. But obviously that's like subjective, opinionated kind of thing.
My only thing is that I only played five games. And that could just be because that's all my parents would have gotten me. But there's only like three or four games I would have played on the Game Boy Color in general, which would have been Pokemon.
Game Boy's so tough, it survived a bomb. 100%. It can survive a bomb, but it can't survive sand getting inside.
Wario Land. Bomb game. Still a good game. Tetris.
Of course, Tetris.
The other Pokemon. And Super Mario Land. Two, specifically? I think it was.
Well, so this is including both Game Boy and Game Boy Color, so...
Yeah. Well, yeah, like... You couldn't play, technically you couldn't play like Pokemon Gold on the Game Boy because there's color in it.
Yeah.
But
I'm down to put it as S, but if you guys are voting for A, we'll go A.
You know, the thing about it is I'm not against S, and I think this also kind of falls in line with what you were saying. You know, my first time seeing like the purple see-through Game Boy Color, I was like, dude, what the fuck? I can see inside the bitch. like the feelings you got playing that game or playing on that console, I totally see why, you know, you're kind of leaning in that direction as well. I put an inhuman amount of hours into Pokemon Gold on the Game Boy Color, and that is always going to be like one of the like special moments in my life, just fucking grinding that game and then getting the Game Shark so I could get all my Pokemon to like maximum level in like 10 seconds. Like that shit was sick, bro. I fucking love that.
I just think I spent so much more time on other consoles. Is the only reason why I'm like maybe A, but I'm down to put it in S. I think
We'll throw it in this.
We can adjust. We can pivot if needed.
You know? If we have to make some changes.
What's next?
Next up we got on the list is, what is that? Oh my god. Who remembers the Game Gear?
Hell no.
I remember the Game Gear.
The fat ass Sega Portable. Oh my god.
That tried to compete with the Game Boy by being like, hey, look, we have more graphics. You need triple the batteries.
Bro, I had a straight.
We have more graphics.
I had a straight fucking satchel for the fucking Game Gear, bro. Like, it was a straight, like, fucking zip up case and everything. Of course, I had a big ass fucking satchel, like fucking, you know, this big, of course, for the Game Gear, but maybe like six or seven games.
I mean, that's all you could fit in a backpack. That's like, that's the whole backpack. I don't know.
I personally put time into it, but like, I probably wouldn't say it's like a hugely outstanding portable device.
I mean, there's a reason why Sega never tried again. they tried it once in the 90s, and they're like, nah, we'll do consoles, focus on consoles.
I mean,
I remember Mega Man being, like, really fun, the Mega Man port.
Oh, yeah, Mega Man was good on it.
The Game Gear was just all, I feel like all the games are ports. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, only had Sonic and Shinobi? That's right.
I played the fuck out of some kind of fucking Power Rangers game for
Game OG Gear. Shinobi. Damn, bro, that game was hard.
I'm honestly down to put it hard. In mediocre though. Like it wasn't anything outstanding. It wasn't necessarily forgettable, but what I mean, other than the fact that I kind of just totally forgot it existed.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna have to be forgettable for me because I never played it, unfortunately.
It's definitely like my friends had it, and
I feel like that's gonna be a lot for Jews here coming up. Next up, we got the Game Boy Advanced.
Are these in alphabetical order?
Yeah, these are in alphabetical. Yes.
All right. GBA unrivaled S.
100 S backwards. Yeah. Sorry. S as fuck. I still have my GBA.
Is that UGO? Just like full consensus S? We're going with it?
S as fuck, dog.
My biggest gripe about when people talk about the Game Boy Advance, to be clear, one of the greatest libraries of all time, one of the greatest consoles of all time with the best peripherals that you could get. Nobody talks about the SP as like an achievement. Having a rechargeable front lit console. You didn't need to have the little dangly light that hangs over your screen. You didn't. It was just a button that you pushed. It was sick.
So we good for S tier legendary on that one?
Yeah,
it's S-tier. Okay. S-tier.
Okay. All right.
The Game Boy Advance is the main reason why I'm like, I don't know if I can put the Game Boy and the Game Boy Color in S-tier.
You know, that's fair, because if you tell me Game Boy Advance or Game Boy Color, I'm going to Advance every time.
It's not backwards even compatible. So
you make a fair point. Maybe we move the Game Boy Color back to A and put the Advance in S.
Okay.
I don't think they're in the same class together.
Right, yeah, it's just such a clear tier below. Is my like?
Yeah.
We'll do a little demotion.
Yeah. See, it works out.
I don't know what the fuck this is. GPO win? GPD win?
GPD win. It's a mini computer.
Oh my god. Well,
it's garbage. It is worse. This is one of the two things that I was like, I might put into F tier. It was worse than most laptops. It was about the same. The GPD win. They basically still make them. They're basically Chromebooks. With Windows on them.
So they're dog shit.
So okay, so yeah, complete trash. Got it.
Spend $500. Yeah. $500 more to get an actual. They still make them. They still make them to this day. And I don't know anybody. I knew one kid who had one and was trying to show it off. And then an Alienware ad played on TV.
Next up, we got the Intellivision.
Intellivision's F tier. Oh.
Yeah, I never played it. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to put it in F, we can.
Yeah, you know Adventure, the video game?
Oh my god, the one that like was that on a television?
I'm like 99% sure.
Okay,
it's on it. I mean, like it's the design that people make fun of when they're like, "Oh, classic video games." You can kind of see the controller in there. It's the little iPod looking thing in the corner.
I feel like we'd get a lot of shit if we put it in fucking F tier.
There's not even we're skipping F to go to E. It's
worse than that.
Might as well be. Yeah, that thing might as well be have a diesel engine on there. It's just what I'm saying.
All right. So next up after this, we got apparently the Jaguar.
Did you guys not?
Quang has heard of.
You've never.
I've never actually.
The Atari Jaguar.
No.
Doom, Wolfenstein 3D. Really? Mist, Primal Rage. Rage is the thing that I played on the Jaguar.
The first time I ever played Mist was on a PC.
Yeah, so it could play certain CD-ROM games that had Jaguar compatibility. We played the one game that I really played on the Atari Jaguar was Primal Rage. But yeah, It had all of those classic run and gunners. Is
no, made up. It's for rich people. Oh my god!
Double Dragon. I grew up in an affluent area. I'm not gonna be shy about that. I knew somebody who collected these things, which is why I'm probably the one who knows the most. I also watched a lot of Angry Video Game Nerd, which is shout outs.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, that's default forgettable for me, I guess. I can't
even. Yeah, I would go trash. I put it in A, but also I would understand if anybody put it in like C. I think C is the lowest that I would go.
Dude, is it mediocre? Like I can't opinionate that. That's all you, dog.
I don't think the problem is that B is called worth your money. It was expensive.
All right. We'll stick with C.
I have a lot of fond memories though. Primal Rage on it was really good.
All right. Next up, we got the Magnavox. Oh man, I actually.
Okay. Hold on. Specifically, the Magnavox CDI, and I kind of thought when it popped up, I was like, "Oh, I feel like we should just include all CDI consoles together because Magnavox is not the only CDI console. They all play the same games." So that being said, I want to put it S tier. For one reason and one reason alone, and that is the Zelda fully voice acted CDI game.
Okay, so what are we collaborating it with? We can't. I mean,
have you played the CDI games? So those are like the point and click adventure games.
I've never played them, though. I've never played the Magnavox.
So CDI games, you know how, like, when you got the DVDs, you got the, I'm freezing a lot. What is?
I think it's my end. I'm doing something weird over here.
You remember, like, in DVDs, you'd go into the menu, and sometimes they'd have the mini games?
Oh, come on.
So it'd be like that. It'd be so you're talking about like DVD quality cutscenes and like voice acting back in the 90s. With like weird gameplay. It's a lot of point and click adventure, a lot of detective story. The Zelda CDI is like the most famous
put it at D at least?
I put it in B, personally, because I think there are legitimately really fun games. If you see, like, the old school, like, actual human walking across the stage TV show games, like Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, those ones, those are all on the CDI.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
I love the CDI.
This makes me just realize how many consoles I've never actually touched.
It's okay. The CDI is one best experience through other people.
Speaking of one I've also never touched, we got the Mega Drive.
I have also never touched the Mega Drive.
Mega Drive. Hell yeah, Mega Drive. Forgettable.
Yeah, that's the Sega one, right?
Yeah, that's the Sega one. Before, was that before or after Dreamcast?
It was before the Dreamcast.
Sounds all right.
We've played on the Jaguar and stuff.
Oh yeah, it's that. Okay. I know what it is. I just never. My first console was a Genesis,
the Sega Genesis, which isn't on this list, but should be S tier.
Actually, isn't on this list. That's so wild.
Should be S tier.
We got a couple Nintendo ones coming up, starting out with the 3DS.
I put the 3DS in C tier. I don't think it's better than the DS itself.
Yeah. I can agree with that. I
agree with that.
Very, very mediocre. Very. It was whatever. I mean, let's be honest. Who actually used like a 3D feature of it? Like,
I knew a lot of people who did. It gave me a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely didn't use that much at all.
But so
if you're using the 3DS, you were just using the DS.
It did have a pretty cool library.
The big thing that the 3DS had was the little nubs to like be analog sticks in the corners. But they're so awkward to use. And I don't know, the form factor was just bad. And I have small hands, so if I'm complaining.
And that's the thing. We just noticed the Genesis is not on this list. Okay, so where would we put the Genesis on this list?
S tier, easily.
Of course. Okay. As long as we agree
with that. We're pretty comfortable with that, bro.
As long as we agree with that. Yeah. Genesis was good. Still never going to get over my grandparents throwing that shit out, but I'll find one day, I'm sure. coming up next, we actually got a pretty good one. N64.
The N64 is either A or it's C. I don't think it's B tier. I think it's either one of the best, like one of the better consoles ever released. Great games. You have Ocarina of Time, Mario 64, Banjo-Kazooie, Conkers, a bunch of the WarioWare stuff, Diddy Kong Racing, Perfect Dark, GoldenEye. That controller sucks ass, though. Okay, like I have an N64 controller in one of my drawers behind me. What a shitty controller.
Yeah, you know,
who actually used the D-pad? Raise your hand. Like,
you have anybody? To in some games.
Yeah, you have to. And wait, was it the C-pad?
Oh, and the C-pad, yeah. Yeah, you had like three different ways to change direction depending on what game you're playing.
Also, half of the games require you to have the memory pack that came with Majora's Mask, like towards the end, and I just never like could get one because I didn't buy Majora's Mask.
I'm gonna put N64 in A tier simply because of the library.
Yep.
Nostalgia, you could give it some brownie points for nostalgia. Like Quang said, the hardware was dog shit. I mean, the people who were like, yo, hey, man, you guys remember GoldenEye? I'm like, yeah, I remember playing GoldenEye, and I also remember having to use the C buttons to turn left and right. Fuck no! You get excited when you see the game load up, and then once you get in and start playing it, you realize really quick, like, oh, that's right. It's kind of awkward.
Perfect Dark is probably like my favorite game on that console. But man, the flashbang animation, like all the polygons just separating and coming back together.
press it down and we're going with A? We go with A then?
I like A.
Okay. I like
the A. Library, like for the library alone, you gotta give it an A.
Okay. Valid.
They're fantastic games.
Oh, I lied.
The N64 has games on it that shaped our youth. Like, the reason why we love games the way we do is in part because of the N64. So,
sure.
Are you saying, the CDI image I sent?
No, I lied. We do actually have the regular Nintendo DS on here.
Yeah. The regular Nintendo DS.
I'm willing to put that in A or B.
I like it in A. I thought the way that people used the touchscreen was really interesting. It was cool. I like it. I also loved on the DS the not necessarily just the backwards compatibility, but the way that you could plug in two games from like similar series.
Yeah.
And they would talk to each other. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, you could have the PS version and the Game Boy version. Mega Man ZX.
That's right.
If you have Mega Man 0-3 on the for the Game Boy Advance, you can unlock some unlockable forms in the 3DS game. It's like the secret Hadouken in Mega Man X.
True.
I'm
gonna put it in A.
Cool. Also, the light was just so much better than the regular DS. Yeah. Like, what an upgrade.
Oh, yeah. We go with A then? Throwing it in A?
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Outstanding. Love it. All right. Now we're taking a huge step back. We're going a couple years back. Not all the way back, but a couple years back. The NES.
You say it a couple years back.
Nintendo Entertainment System.
I remember then.
The generation before me would scream anything below S, and I'm turning off the stream. I don't think it deserves it.
Save video games as a whole. I don't think it deserves S.
I can't see any reason.
I mean, it was a very good, like, I'm willing to put it in definitely A or B, for sure.
I'm leaning.
I mean, the controller was easy. There's nothing wrong with that. Console was like, you know, it created the meme.
It introduced the freaking...
You blowing your cartridge, yeah. Bro.
to be clear, it is also... part of the reason why I also want to dock the NES is because they were so experimental. Like, Rob was an experiment. The light gun for Duck Hunt. The power glove.
Power glove. Oh, my God.
But all those sucked, to be clear.
Yeah.
They were fun, for sure. But...
For sure.
It was very experimental. There isn't a lot of things that are like iconic for the right reasons, other than like Mario Bros, Tetris.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I played a shitload of those fucking the gun games with the gun. I had Duck Hunt, I had like a paintball game, and I had like two other ones for it too. But like, I'm not gonna lie, this was at my grandparents on my mom's side, and I don't know where the fuck they got it, but we had a library of probably at least 30, 40 games, and I maybe played three of them. Like, consistently.
My dad to this day is convinced that we have played Tetris on our NES together. even though everyone in our lives has said, you have never played Tetris with this kid.
It was his other kid. He's getting confused.
That's what we say, but she's like, I've never touched an NES.
Oh, no. The other kid.
The other kid. But I think based on legacy alone, you kind of have to put it in A.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. And I'm thinking about the Super Nintendo, and like I would immediately put the Super Nintendo above the NES. So,
spoilers.
I'm okay.
Spoilers.
I'm okay. I mean, even if the NES ended at the top of B, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Well, next up, we got the one, the only GameCube.
Oh, B. The GameCube also sucked. People have this like weird fascination with the GameCube where people are like, it's either the best console ever and didn't just get a chance, or it's like fine. And I am in the camp that it's fine. There are some legendary games on there. Metroid Prime, Smash Brothers Melee, Luigi's Mansion, to name a few.
Sonic Adventures 2.
Yeah.
It had some good ones. I'm down for B.
But man, that controller sucked. It still sucks. It is I still use it. It's garbage. And
I actually like the GameCube controller.
Go back. I like eating raw rice better than I like eating rocks. Like, one's technically food. Go back and play Metroid Prime on a GameCube controller. It is an awful experience.
I'm down for B, because if we put it in mediocre, we're gonna fucking somebody's gonna try to rip it.
I don't think you can go mediocre. I think it's still a fun game. What was it? Monkey Escape, and then like Monkey Ball. Oh, Ape Escape and Monkey Ball.
Ape Escape was a fucking banger. Ape Escape was a banger, bro.
Ape Escape came out on the GameCube, right?
Or was it
the You do the front flip and you hit him with the. I used to love that shit.
Oh wait, no, Ape Escape was
on the PlayStation.
It was PlayStation. Yeah.
You're right. No, I misspoke. Monkey Ball is also what a game.
Yeah, wasn't Pikmin on the
GameCube? Pikmin. OG Animal Crossing.
All right, worth your money. Pick it up now, or forever hold your peace.
I think it goes in front of the Magnavox, though.
Are we doing placings on this?
Well, we don't have to.
Are we doing? I'll leave it alone. Placing?
Like, does the order within the tiers matter?
Yeah.
I mean, we can.
We don't have to.
We can demote the Magnavox. I mean, if we're doing order, we got to redo this whole thing.
Let's just keep moving.
Are we demoting Magnavox then? Is that
just put it behind. Put the GameCube at the top of B. just move the Magnavox over to the there you go. You got it.
The only ordering that makes sense.
That matters, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that matters for sure right now. Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna go through a little bit of a series here since this shit's in alphabetical order. Starting with the PS1.
A-tier.
A-tier. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's an instant A-tier. CD. I played music on that shit. Tony Hawk is really what I played the most on that. But I played some like Tekken. I'm trying to think of so many games.
Hands down, the best controller of his generation. Too, like nothing comes close to the PlayStation.
Yeah, so, I mean the PlayStation controller wasn't even that good. I think A
for sure. Okay,
could connect to the internet.
True.
You had to buy a whole thing for it.
Speaking of connecting to the internet, PS2.
S-tier.
What are we talking about?
S-tier again. That's easy. Yeah, of course.
It's still considered the greatest console of all time.
It's like third best.
Best selling, excuse me. Yeah, but you're right. It did get passed up, didn't it?
It got passed up by the Wii, and then I think the Wii got passed up, or it got passed up again by the Switch, or the Switch 2? No, the Switch. Yeah, Either way, S tier easily. Because it's also the first like entertainment center. Right?
Yeah.
On top of having an amazing library, you have Kingdom Hearts, Guitar Hero, God, I just sold all my games, so I can't remember off the top of my head.
That was where I discovered my love for Metal Gear Solid.
PS2. Metal Gear, Dynasty Warriors. But it was also, I used it more as a DVD player than anything else.
It was great for that too.
It's the first home entertainment system.
Felt that.
Yeah, man. That console just introduced some fantastic game experiences for me, so. And the controller was great as well. Even though the freaking wire on the controller would get frayed up. And, yeah, I hate that.
I think you just need to take better care of your controllers.
I did a terrible job as a kid taking care of my controllers. I did.
Bro, all the kids that just wrap their controllers like...
Yep, every time. Every time.
All right, so PS3 then.
B.
B? I was kind of thinking A.
Oh, really?
But I think
it's just so forgettable, in my opinion.
I know
it's so forgettable.
But yeah, the problem is that like the only thing that I remember the PS3 being like popular for was as a Blu-ray player.
Blu-ray player, dog.
Yeah.
So everyone bought the Blu-ray bought it as a Blu-ray player.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking. It's like PS3 was just like an extension of PS2, but Blu-ray. Like
and the PS3 is the last console that did backwards compatibility.
True.
Because they had to kill it immediately after to lower costs. I'm trying to see.
It was a dog shit console, bro. I just was not impressed by it.
There were good games on it though, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. The NES had good games too, though.
Yeah, I'm just thinking because I was like, that was the God of War era, wasn't it?
God of War started
PS2.
PS2
was when it started.
I literally was like,
the PS3 introduced what, Infamous? Is that what the PS3 introduced?
Is it like Crisis Infamous era? Or is Crisis?
What, Heavy Rain?
Heavy Rain.
I think The Last of Us was on the PS3, right?
No, Last of Us was on PS4.
I thought it got brought back on the PS4. I could be wrong.
I'm down to either play in B or C.
Fallout New Vegas, Far Cry.
Yeah, man, I just...
Yeah. Yeah.
The PS3 was nothing special to me. I remember we used to hang out at Wes's place, you know, and Wes had a PS3, and like we'd go over there, and then he'd be like, yo, let's play some games, and I'd be like, who the fuck wants to play? Like, yo, let's do something, anything else, but turn on this PS3. Like, it just, it had no importance. And plus, like, the second greatest console of all time at that time just completely overshadowed it, which we'll talk about, I'm sure, at some point.
Yeah, this was, yeah, everyone literally got, yeah, you're right. There wasn't anything exciting on the PlayStation that you bought for the PlayStation, other than the fact that it could play Blu-rays.
Okay,
mediocre.
I will say the PlayStation still had better exclusives at that time.
Oh, the Mass Effect series was on PlayStation
3. That was Xbox.
No, yeah, Mass Effect was Xbox.
Oh, it's Xbox?
Yeah.
PlayStation
had better exclusives, but it didn't. But Xbox had better multiplayer games, or multiplayer experiences, I guess you could say, whatever.
I don't know. There are a lot of good games on the PS3, but it's just like not. It doesn't hit you the same way, you know, as some of these other consoles.
Here we go.
So man. No, I think B is fair. Yeah,
you can go B. That's fine.
I think it being a Blu-ray player actually bumps it up to B.
All right. So with that said, moving on to PS4.
The cheapest Blu-ray player on the market.
Come on out.
PS4 on is out. An A. It has to be an A.
Yeah, you put top of A. I almost want to put an S, but because of like some of the hardware issues that the PS4 had, it kind of pissed me off. I feel like I could argue reasons for it being S tier. However, I don't feel as confident as I'm like talking about the PS2, for example. It's like, for me, that's like an instant S. We don't need to make it have any more discussion. But the PS4 is like fantastic console, don't get me wrong. Like, rode that bitch to the wheels fall off. Loved it.
Fair.
Yeah, I think
I don't know if I would call it an S though. Top A, I'm fine with.
It's like the border, right? It's like S minus or whatever, A plus.
Sure.
Great console. I still have it. I love PS4.
All right. So
I still use it.
What are we saying about the PS5 then?
I put it C. I think the PS5 is mediocre. I think it was overhyped because it was so expensive, and it was shiny, it was new and hard to get. And there are great exclusives on it. It's how I feel about the PS5. It's just
True.
Half of the games are Last of Us Part 2 on that game, on the console. So, like,
I honestly, I can't argue. You know, I can't argue it. I don't have a PS5. However, the part of the reason why I don't have a PS5 is because I haven't felt compelled enough to get one. You know, GTA 6, I'm definitely going to be knocking on somebody's, you know, shop, try to get one. But besides that, no one who has a PS5 is like soapboxing or anything like, oh my god, like I don't feel that, you know, that fire. So
it's also it came out past like the Roku, like smart TV era, so there's literally like, at least the PS4 when it came out, and you're like, oh, I can get Netflix on this, I can do other things with my PS4 too. And I think that's really important in consoles at this point, like home consoles at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
Being able to use it not just for video games, but for other entertainment vehicles.
Yes,
but you just don't need backwards? That
from PS5. Mute saying PS5 was backwards compatible with PS5.
PS5 doesn't have a CD drive.
Does you it? Have the option of getting one.
I see.
You? I think for by default it's digital. You could pay a little bit more to get the optical drive.
Oh yeah, that's right. Moving on to the handhelds, the PSP.
Okay. Ooh. PSP for me is only a B tier, and I think library really eats into it. Mm-hmm. If people in the world liked it more games would definitely have come out for the PSP. People that didn't like coding for the tiny discs. The biggest game on the PSP is Monster Hunter, which is why it sold incredibly well in Japan.
Fact.
But I've also rocked a PSP with just headphones on and some music.
Yep. I definitely used it more as a media player. 100%.
Had my favorite rhythm game ever, DJ Max.
I'm down to put it at B. That's a good B.
Yeah, B's fine. The idea of the PSP was fantastic, and I remember in high school, two guys playing like Madden 07, you know, across from each other on the PSP. Like, I thought that concept was fantastic, you know. So the ceiling was super high, you know. Like Quentin was saying, it's just didn't get enough love.
Yeah.
So what about the Vita though? I've never actually played the Vita.
The Vita is a D. Vita, they tried to do much. The PS Vita is like, the whole thing was like, oh, you can connect it to your PS4, download a bunch of bullshit. Fuck that. Fuck that handheld garbage.
Super forgettable.
Yeah. Bye.
It was only popular in Japan because of Monster Hunter. Once again.
Yeah.
Wow. We have this next. Okay. That's interesting, but the Genesis still isn't on here. That's wild. Yeah. Coming up next, we got the ROG Ally. Never actually played it. That's the first PC handheld, right?
Isn't that?
Yeah, I never played it.
It's like a Steam. It's basically a Steam Deck, right?
Yeah, I think so. I know a few people who kind of enjoyed it, which is why I'm thinking about putting it at mediocre, but like.
I mean, the ROG Ally at least the next one's supposed to be the Xbox handheld, right? The one with Steam on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think Xbox or Microsoft bought out ROG.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. I think it's C tier. I don't think there's any.
Nice and mediocre. We love that.
Reason
love
to that. Put it any lower, any higher. I think it's important.
it made its moves.
Yeah.
So next up we have the Sega Saturn.
So as a proxy of the Genesis, because it was basically the proto-Genesis, I put it in S tier.
Okay. Valid, I guess.
But I think by itself, because I think by itself, it's probably A, maybe B tier. All your OG.
You got to have it up there.
I'm down to put it in A, just because I haven't played it, and obviously Genesis is S tier.
Yeah.
I'm down to put it in A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rayman. Ugh, we need another Rayman game.
Oh, imagine, dude.
A 26. Bring that IP. Bring that IP back.
Next we got up Super Nerd NES.
The SNES. It has to be an S tier.
It's got to be S tier, bro. I mean,
yeah.
Just,
okay.
Come on. I mean, I think Mario alone puts it
Mario
top
World?
Of A.
Oh, Mario
it,
World.
It puts it top of A. So any other games you want to throw on there, it's just going to nudge it on
there. Yeah, four more buttons on your controller.
Yeah. Great controller. Yeah.
Great color scheme.
Sure. I actually still have one sitting around somewhere in my room.
The best Zelda game ever made is on the SNES. To the Past.
True.
Those are the only two games that I personally care about when it comes to SNES, but I have played like the what is it? A New Hope, like the video game on the SNES. Great adaptation. The Toy Story game on the SNES. Oh, so good.
That was a good one. That was fun.
What's the Looney Tunes kids? There's another name for them. With Buster and Babs.
No, I think that's just the Looney Tunes kids. Or the
is it called is it
Tiny Toons? Tiny Toons.
Yeah, that one was also
Tiny Toons. Fun.
A lot of just like beat 'em up. Run across the stage, 2D platformers, all of them really good.
Yep.
Yeah, easy S.
Next we got up is a little more modern. We got the Steam Deck.
I'm gonna say the controversial thing.
Okay.
Just in case Jesus is saying this has the same idea, and if he doesn't, I can get all the flack. C tier. I think it's mediocre. I think it's a cool idea.
Is it worth the money?
I don't think it's one worth the money.
Jeez.
Two. I don't know how many.
I was gonna say
two. I don't know how many games I actually want to play in my Steam library mobily.
True.
Yeah, like on a handheld.
That's kind of what get it away from me. I mean, that's the thing. I think like if you have a PC, the Steam Deck's kind of like and whatever, unless you're like really just mobile all over the place. And I mean,
I think it's like just too big too. I think it's just a little bit too bulky to just like carry around.
I mean, I think the Switch. If I wanted to play a mobile game, like I got a $700 to $1,000 device in my pocket at all times. Like I don't need another one.
Yeah, I can play Blotro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Exactly. You can play Blotro. Yeah. I got Slay the Spire on my phone. Like,
yeah.
I don't need a Steam Deck. I'm down to put it at C. C's not bad. We're probably going to get some shit, but Juice.
We are. It needs to be A. And the only reason I say that, and even potentially, I'm not going to say S. It needs to be A, in my opinion, because I have, not from personal experience, what I'm speaking of is anecdotal. So other people who find the Steam Deck to be useful really love it, right? Like the people who aren't like us, you know, those who don't have a $4,000 PC at home and are like trying to maximize frames at all times, those people who get the Steam Deck think it's fantastic when they're traveling, when they're on the go. They're like, dude, it gets no better. you know, for whatever reason. And whenever I watch videos of other handhelds, reviews of other handhelds on YouTube, because, you know, I love watching tech reviews, every single tech review compares it to the Steam Deck. Every fucking time. Like, the Steam Deck is now, like, the... Like, this is the line. You know, you got to meet it or surpass it in order for us to really give it praise. So for that reason, that's why I feel like it needs to be A. Again, I've never played on a Steam Deck for the same reason you guys haven't. I don't need one. You know, I get $700 to $1,000. And people who've asked me, like, I've had conversations with Brandon where he's like, yeah, why don't you get a Steam Deck? Wouldn't it be cool to be able to play Deadlock on the go? Fuck no, because the reason why I love playing Deadlock at home is because, like, the feel that I get with the precision for my mouse and that keyboard. Like, there's something about right-hand mouse, left-hand keyboard that I love about, you know, PC gaming. So I would not want to switch over to thumbsticks and buttons. Like, no, that's not what I want to do. But for those who like the idea of it, they love it. So that's why I feel like it's game.
I mean, that's a good point. I'm down to play.
Yeah, but they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Let them know, Quake.
I just say,
let them know.
If your whole argument is you, most people have a computer in their house that's already $300-$400 minimum, not including peripherals, right? And they'll already have all the peripherals. I understand that it's cool to have your whole Steam library in your back pocket. If you have a Steam library, then you have Steam and are playing those games anyways. If you're on the go touch grass. If you're traveling, travel. Enjoy where you are.
All right. I agree. Whenever I travel, I'm not thinking about gaming. I'm like, I don't want to play the game. You know, I got Duolingo on my phone. I got YouTube. I got Crunchyroll. I'll find ways to stay, you know, busy mentally. Like, I'm not thinking like, man, I could just play some more Play-Doh when I'm traveling. I don't care.
Yeah. And, like, honestly, if I'm traveling and it's a short period, it's a relatively short period of times where I'm like in the need to just like fiddle with something or whatnot. That I have once again Balatro and Slay the Spire on my phone.
Yeah.
And those are perfect. And you know, if you have the Play Pass, Slay the Spire is free. Just fun fact.
Sure. Are we gonna
So in my humblest of opinions,
I'm okay with B.
B?
I cannot put it in A, so B is fine. I guess.
For the record, I would put it A, but I understand we gotta average this out. We gotta average this out.
All right. So a lot of these are gonna be easy and we're already like an hour over. So let's start an hour over. Oh, Jesus Christ. 10 minutes over. Starting off with the first Switch. There is no Switch 2 on this, so just the original Switch.
I think it's an A. I think actually doing a really good job. The Joy-Cons, while they suck as a controller, is a cool idea. Especially because they're detachable, and the fact that you can turn it into a home console with just the deck, and they're the first ones to do that. Touch screen's responsive. Blah, 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 blah.
I can play it in A.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Do that. Following up with the Wii U?
F. D. I don't think it's complete trash.
Forgettable. It's forgettable as fuck.
I don't think it's complete trash. I think they fucked themselves with bad marketing and then nobody wanted to make games for the Wii U. But if you haven't, I highly recommend playing Call of Duty on the Wii U. It is an experience. It is an experience. You do have to have both the Wii U and Call of Duty for the Wii U.
Oh God! All right,
but so that... I do recommend it.
following that up with a regular Wii.
Oh, S tier, easy. Fucking yeah, Wii Sports by itself puts it in S tier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Fair.
Not even Wii Sport. Wii Bowling specifically.
Wii Bowling, yeah, dude. Oh, way by too itself. Much time into that. Way too much time. God, dude, this is so. Since this is alphabetical, everything's just so backwards and just throwing me off. Xbox Series S and X.
I put those at B. I think B. They're fine because it was basically just a strict upgrade on the one, right? Just like a hardware upgrade.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird that they put that in there. But yeah, I think it was fine. Yeah.
B, throwing in B. Yeah. All right. And then the Undisputed. What are we going? Xbox 360.
Oh, S tier. What? That's like.
That was the second greatest console of all time that I was talking about earlier. So yeah, it's a 360, bro.
Okay, easy. Great console, great interface. Had a great dashboard, dude. Oh my god.
Best multiplayer experience.
God. Best controller out of the S tiers.
Yo, to be for real. For real.
That controller by itself, like,
yeah,
it changed the game. I mean, the form factor is like the standard now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, of course, following that up with the regular Xbox.
I think people think that the Xbox was good. I think it was C tier. I think when people have fond memories of the Xbox, they are thinking about the Xbox 360.
The fact that you could play music on the Xbox was fire, though.
Yeah, but it came out 2 years after the PS2.
So, with the regular Xbox... It had decent games, right? It had Halo. Pretty good games. Halo, of course, being the pinnacle. Everybody only remembers the Xbox because of Halo. Let's be completely honest.
The
only reason I would put the regular Xbox at B instead of C is because of the moddability nowadays. You can literally, like, the memory on that right now is just... It was expansive for its time. It was so expansive that it didn't even have a number, right? And you could literally do whatever the fuck you want with it. You could turn it into a fucking arcade cabinet if you wanted to.
It is just to be clear, the Xbox is really experimental as well. Kind of like that NES. The Xbox is just a computer. The X and Xbox stands for Direct X, which is the internal. Graphics thing driver that Microsoft has. And they're just like, let's see what we can do with it. And so there's no like safekeeping or anything in an Xbox, which is why you needed to do to hack and get all the games is to plug in a USB drive.
Exactly. I'm down to put it at B.
B's
fine. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
And then of course the final, Xbox One, the final.
I think that's also B. Honestly, I could not give you a single reason to get an Xbox One over a PS5.
True.
Yeah. I know they like try moving on to the entertainment. They tried like swapping over to entertainment focus.
The fucking like swapping Kinect. Between
inputs and shit.
Oh, the Kinect, brother.
Kinect was the best part.
That was
oh my the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Okay, unironically, the Kinect is one of the best motion trackers on the market. Probably not anymore.
No, it was good, but like
So many people would hack their Kinect for robotics needs.
Yeah. No, it had some good technology for sure, but like the idea of the Kinect is oh my god, bro. If you had a Kinect mic and multiplayer, you deserve to have your house burned down.
It was so annoying, bro. So annoying.
You hear little Timmy's mother yelling at his fucking sister out in the back corner of eat your fucking broccoli. I swear to God.
100%. 100%.
Make me some bread. You're not wrong.
Yeah, my room, I'm playing Minecraft.
This is my friend Michael.
I'm down to put it at B though. I mean, it was it was worth it. I still have mine sitting here. I still have all my, like, I literally still have an external hard drive full of games for the Xbox One.
I think that they could have named it something different.
I'm down for B though. B sounds good. B sounds good.
The Xbox One sounds like Xbox, but again.
Xbox, but again.
But again. What happened with the Xbox 2? What happened? X2, brother.
That's what I always wondered. Like, everyone's expecting like the Xbox 720 after the
360. The 720 would have made sense. I think next X would have been good.
All right, boys and girls. Next this X. is our final Crack Media console tier list. Feel free to make fun of us. It'll be hilarious.
Screenshot it. Screenshot it and show it to all your friends as the definitive tier list of the world. If anyone disagrees with us,
tell them
that. They are lesser of a person for that.
Castration.
Whoa. I don't know about that. Wait.
Just take it to 100. Jesus.
Wait. Disclaimer, we don't condone violence on Crack Media. No, but for real, show it around. Tell your friends. Tell them how much we suck. How much we're wrong. I don't know what to tell you.
And play Call of Duty on the Wii U. Black Ops 2.
True.
Jesus Christ. Fucking imagine. No, that was good, though. That was good. I do wish the Genesis was in here. That would have been nice. I feel like there's a couple more missing. Switch 2, obviously.
I mean, there are a lot missing that I don't think need to be mentioned.
Yeah, it's true. As long as the Nintendo GameCube is above the Magnavox, right? That's all that matters.
The CDI era was iconic. You can download CDIs. You can easily games you can easily download and just play as like an application. If you are okay with the shitty audio quality, there's some fun ones.
Yep. I'll have to. I need to do some research on some of these now that I'm fucking. Oh my god, I'm kind of pissed. I've never played any television before. Or a Mega
Drive. I would be shocked if Intellivision still existed.
No, outside museums. Probably not. Outside museums, no. Maybe on eBay somewhere or some shit. But I gotta take a piss. Really bad. Holy fuck.
All right.
This has been XB Share episode 61. Don't forget to check out the loading screen over on YouTube. We're slowly catching up for XP Share YouTube as well. I think the most, like, episode 59 is going to be on like December 10th, just because I'm kind of like trying to make YouTube not realize that we're throwing everything on there. So I kind of put a couple of days gaps. So after December, basically like the third week of December, we should be back on track with XP Share YouTube. So don't forget to check that out. And of course, if you're not in the Discord, we should have some pretty cool stuff coming out 2026. And if you want to get involved, shoot me a message. We'll make sure it happen. Love y'all. Episode 61. Adeuces.
What do Juice Wayne and Batman have in common? Join the Cracked Media Discord to find out. The answer may not be there, but there are a lot of other cool stuff. I promise.